Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so a whole lot of scoring went on yesterday in Bears-Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase, this was him on the defense in the Bengals' losses.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it to keep your composure after a game like this?
It's not fun when you're losing.
What goes through your mind when you score that second touchdown and take the lead?
Defense, get a stop.
At some point, as a leader or any of the leaders on the offense, is it good to get on the defense or stay in your lane?
I'm going to stay in my lane. I don't want no defensive player come and chew me out about what the I'm done.
All right, there you go. But honest thoughts when you saw him out of the tunnel. He was screaming, we just needed one stop! But he thought he was alone. He thought it was an alone thought. So, there's
dude,
that.
What? You don't have the worst defense in the league.
Running.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, but they had five guys converge on one guy. Right? And he was the only one that stood standing. What were y'all hitting?
It's crazy.
And it wasn't even like a fast guy. It was a tight end. First round pick. He got drafted before Tylan Warren.
I know.
We didn't think that was important.
The Bengals are the first team to lose, to score 38 points in back-to-back games and lose both. Since the 1966 Giants.
Yeah, they scored over 80 ESPN. Points in two games and lost both of them.
That's scored 80 points in two games and won both. Well, you know what? I hate to say it, Ja'Marr Chase and was it D? What's the other receiver?
T. Higgins.
Y'all looters in riot.
Do you want to hear another stat? This is from, his name is Stucky from the Action Network. Over the past three seasons, NFL teams that have scored 38 points... The Bengals, 1-4. Not the Bengals, 87-6-2.
He said, not the Bengals. It's really hard to lose a 40-something game.
That's crazy.
That's not college.
That is crazy. Meanwhile, in their own division, the Steelers, they beat the Colts. Here's Mike Tomlin, still a good coach.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic, you know. It's really not. And that's why we respect it so much. A couple plays here and there, it might have been different last week. We don't give up the 59-yard ball, the 33-yard ball. We don't let them convert on 4th-and-1 in the flat, for example, in the third quarter. That's football at this level. It's a limited number of plays or sequences that can really change the trajectory of an outcome. We're still the same group that stunk it up last week. That's football.
That's why everybody loves him. Although, if Mike
He's
McDaniel.
Black Mike McDaniel.
Well.
He's saying, wait, you're, there's a fine line between drinking what? Wine and squashing grapes.
See, if Mike Tomlin said this.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It would just hit different. Tomlin.
Because he says it with. Whatever he says, he says it with such confidence, right?
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic.
Really? Right. Come say that to Dolphins fans.
Drinking wine means you're a fat cat, yeah? Like you just sit back and you enjoy the fruits of your labor?
No.
And squashing grapes is you got to get to work. Right?
That's what you got out of that?
That is what I got out of that.
No.
What do you mean, dude?
He's like, there's a fine line for living the high life and being a worker, like being like,
oh, that's good.
The margins are so thin. That's all he's saying.
Here's another quack. His name's Jim Harbaugh.
No, I'm looking at a quack right now. Like, your translation of what he just said was so far off.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic, you know. It's really not. And that's why we respect it so much. A couple plays here and there, it might have been different last week. We don't give up the 59-yard ball, the 33-yard ball. We don't let them convert on fourth and one in the flat, for example, in the third quarter. That's football at this level. It's a limited number of plays or sequences that can really change the trajectory of an outcome. We're still the same group that stunk it up last week. That's football.
Now, let me tell you something. You see how coaches say time to move on to next week? He's still talking about last week.
Yep.
Like, I'm telling you. Like, this, like, football is brutal. In that it's 100% sport, and if you make a mistake, it carries with you like your wife, like you dealing with your wife. When she says, oh, don't worry about it, let's move on. No, you know it's coming up again. Same thing in football. Like that coach, you say, yeah, we're going to move on, we're going to work next week, and all of a sudden the coach will yell, don't do it like you did last week.
Jim Harbaugh, he still really loves Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. By now, there's no other ways I think that he could impress, you know. But then every time I think that, then he finds a way to, you know, it's like another rung on the ladder of esteem. And he's that guy. He's that competitor. He's that kind of player that it's reserved for the great ones.
All right, get a room, dude.
Reserved for the great ones? I mean, all the great ones I know have made substantial runs in the playoffs.
The Miami Heat, they lost last night. Khalil Ware, he got one of them lessons from Spo because he wasn't very good to start the game because Jackson Hayes looked like Shaquille O'Neal. And so Spo benched his ass until the end of the third quarter, which then he did play better. Bam Adebayo, this is what he had to say on the tough love from Spo.
Yeah, I was up and down. I always make this joke that I hated Spo just because I didn't know what he wanted. So, you know, he might be going through that phase. I mean, he's a second-year player, got to get used to it,
yeah.
To a whole nother offense and trying to figure out what his role is.
All right. See if Khalil Ware plays.
Question.
That wasn't my phone.
No. But did you check because you thought
I did.
Was
I thought that was my phone. I was like, oh, no. I definitely did.
That's what I was like. I'm like, wait a minute. Did he think it was his phone?
I did think it was my phone. That was very loud.
No, how, just out of curiosity, how would you hear?
What
that phone that you heard in your ear was way too clear to be your
It was
phone.
Very clear. That's why right. I was like, because I didn't want to leave my phone on. That'd be very embarrassing if I did.
I don't even know what my phone ringer sounds like. That's the first thing I do when I get my phone.
I got the standard one.
Turn off the ringer.
You have a laser light show that goes for yours.
Yeah, because I never turn my the only time my phone makes a noise is for a wake up.
Well, we'll see if Khalil Ware can get it going. He, you know, hasn't been a great start, but he's a pup. Still got faith. He's gonna turn it around. Him and Jovic are gonna have a game, dude. I got Zubac tonight though. That guy's good. I used to make fun of Zubac.
Moose.
Oh, he's a moose. Khalil Ware, this is from Ira Winterman. He said, on this season, I wouldn't say it's frustrating. I feel like you got to trust the coach in the decisions that he comes up with. You've got to go in there and be ready when your name is called. He said, hold on. He said he didn't really say anything like you won't be starting. He just said, we're going with Jaime. So we didn't know who in place of Jaime it was going to be. They said it was going to be Jaime. And he said on his second year, he says, it's only my second year. So, you know, it's still a learning process and just getting it down. It's mainly just on the defensive part of it. And like I said, I'm still getting that down.
We'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only sport where, or the only team where people don't take their lumps on the court, but off the court.
SDI says they wouldn't trade him for Kevin Durant, and now they won't play him. Another classic decision by Riley.
Yep.
That's fair. They were very skittish. They gave Jovic an extension. But, in fairness, they also haven't played that great. So, what am I to do?
But when you do stuff like that and you make drastic moves like that, you're making it sound like it's that guy's fault.
Well, I think the Jackson Hayes getting off was his fault. He wasn't very good.
So at what point do you say you try to coach him up to be better instead of just taking him out and saying, you see what I mean?
You know, I get you.
What I'm saying? Like,
it's a fine balance.
Don't.
What?
I thought you were going to say the Mike Tomlin line.
There's a difference between squashing grapes and what did he say? Drinking
There's
wine?
A small line between drinking wine and squashing grapes.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business.
Dude, see, if you're not.
So what is Kalel? Is Kalel squashing grapes right now or is he drinking wine?
Squashing grapes.
Definitely not drinking wine.
Definitely not drinking wine. In fact, he even squashing the grapes wrong. Coach is getting annoyed. The wine drinker is sitting back going, no!
Spo, like, he puts the wine around his nose. He's like, mm-mm.
They bring you that sample at the restaurant. Yeah. And, oh, nope. Bring it back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.